So if you remember, we saw yesterday, Ach, Baruch Hashem, full house today. Although maybe not quite full, we're still missing our dear Moshe Zelig, Ben Zerach HaKoyen, Zecharina Levrocha. Whom I spoke to, I have a meeting, I have a shiur once a week with his family. I give them a shiur once a week to his wife and to all his children, his sons and his daughters. And I told them just this week that Moshe Zelig is remembered and mentioned very, very often in our shiur.
You almost scared me, Rabbi. I thought you were going to say you meet with Moshe Zelig once a week, and I was going to say, "Oh my God, are you becoming Hasidish? What is going on?"
No, I do not meet Moshe Zelig, but I do meet on Zoom his wife and his children all over America and here, and we learn together once a week. I'll call Ponev Oifen. We're dealing with now the potential eighth and final Chakira. So let's just fill in a bit of the background. We have, without getting involved in all the cheshbonos for the moment, but we have eight words in the Pasuk. Eight words in the Pasuk that seem to indicate something to do with Grisha v'Chakira. And how are we using them? Seven of them indeed to tell us that yes, you need seven Grishas v'Chakirais. And the eighth, if you remember, what was the eighth one for? The eighth one was for Reb Shimon to be able to derive that this applies to Nisrofin as well. Nisrofin, Chi of Strefa, is more Chamor. And if it's more Chamor, then maybe it can't necessarily be derived from the initial seven, and therefore that's why we needed the eighth. So the question that we began with yesterday, we ended with yesterday, is that how do you know, says the Gemara, that that eighth word is there for Reb Shimon's drasha to teach me Chiyuv Sreifa? Maybe it's simply referring to an eighth drisha v'chakira. We've all along spoken about seven drishas v'chakirais. Maybe apparently there's an eighth. So how do you know that the breakdown of the eight words are seven to teach me seven shevach drishas v'chakirais, and the last word is to tell me Reb Shimon's drasha? How do you know? Maybe all eight are needed for drishas v'chakirais, which means therefore we're now on the lookout. What could potentially be the eighth and final drisha v'chakira? Now, I think this is the last thing that we mentioned yesterday. Drisha v'chakira, as mentioned and as explained, does not merely mean an investigative question. More specifically, what does it mean? A question which could bring to Edim Zeinonim. So even if I ask very searching, grueling questions, what was the weather and what was the size on the fruit of the tree? And it's true, I may be able to catch out the Edim in that way, but that's called Hakhasha. It's not called Hazoma. What are the only questions that could be used for Hazoma? Questions to do with time and location. Because as we know, Edim Zomimin means two other Edim come and say those magic two words, Imanu Hayisem, you were with us. What does that mean, you were with us? A different location at that very time. So therefore, I need to thoroughly cross-examine them regarding the location and the time. And this, therefore, now is a $64 million question. What could the eighth Drisha v'Chakira possibly be? If I've already asked the location, I've already asked what day and what week and what month and what Shemitah and what Yovel, etc., 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 well, what remains? So what exactly was Reb Avohu referring to? Reb Avohu was the one who posed this question and said, maybe the eighth word is for an eighth Drisha v'Chakira. So this is the big question. What does he mean, the eighth Drisha v'Chakira? What exactly is he referring to? What indeed could be that eighth Drisha v'Chakira? So have a look at the Gemara. It's the last word on the sixth line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Megadif bo Rabavohu. Rabavohu got very upset. Haman, he said, maybe la'asuye shmoine chakirois, question mark. Maybe that eighth word is in fact there to teach me the eighth drisha v'chakira, which obviously now begs the question, what could he possibly be referring to, says the Gemara. V'shmoine chakirois mi ika? Can there indeed be an eighth chakira, as Rashi explained, this we saw yesterday, which question could be added to the list that would be relevant to Hazama? Surely we've asked all the relevant questions with regard to time and location. So Rabavo, what were you referring to? What do you mean when you suggested that perhaps as an eighth chakira, what could that possibly be? Says the Gemara, yes, could be. Alam aloy. Why not? The ha'ika, there would be the following question. Do you know what the eighth chakira could be? La'asuye, to include now in the list the following question. Bekamo b'sha'o. What does that mean, bekamo b'sha'o? One of the questions you'll remember in the Mishnah was, be'eze sha'o, what hour? Ah, maybe that could be broken down further, not just which hour, how much into the hour. It's all fine and well to say, yes, it was the fourth hour of the day. Well, the fourth hour of the day simply means somewhere between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Maybe that's not specific enough. Maybe you have to say, bekamo b'sha'o. How much into that hour? What do you mean between 9 and 10? Was it at 9:15 or 9:45? And that indeed could be very relevant to Hazama. Why? Because if Edim Zoymen come along and say, excuse me, at that hour between 9 and 10, you were with us elsewhere, maybe we could say, yeah, Shkoyach, I was with you elsewhere at 9:45, but I was here at 9:15. So therefore, maybe I need to be more specific and not merely ask which hour, but also how many minutes into the hour. Why? Look at the Gemara. Maybe I should add another question. How much into that hour? V'tanya namihochi. And indeed, I can actually back this up by a braisa. Look what it says in the braisa. Hoyu boit kin oisoi b'shmoine chakirois. Well, there it is. The Brisa actually says that yes, there does clearly exist the concept of eight chakirois. And what must that eighth chakira be referring to? It must be referring to how many minutes into the hour? Now, do you remember we had a discussion in the Mishnah that on some occasion, a person might make a small mistake. He's allowed not to know exactly which calendar date it is, because maybe he was unaware of what last month was, whether it was a leap month or not a leap month. The question now therefore becomes even more specific. Can we allow margin for error in the case of how many minutes into the hour? Remember, we're talking about the Zman of Chazal, they did not have their Swiss Rolex watch. So maybe they're looking at the sun and pretty much basically they know this was in the fourth hour, whether it was 9:10 or 9:20 or 9:45. Maybe that margin of error is not known. And that's very critical. Why is that critical? Because if that margin of error is not known, well, then again, it's not subject to Hazama. No point asking him, tell me how many minutes into the hour it is, because I need to know whether Adam Zimmerman were with you elsewhere at that very stage. Because it could well be that he'll say, listen, I know it was 4 hours into the day. I looked at the sun. But if you ask me how many minutes into that hour, I'm sorry, I'm not able to tell you that.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that specific thing also have to do with the accusers? Because if I'm saying to you, Itanu Ayisa, I have to know specifically what time. If I'm saying to you, well, specifically what time into the hour were you there, then I also have to be specific in the hour to know if you were with me.
So that's the question. Do people know how many minutes it is into the hour? And that's what we're going to see. Says the Gemara. This is all fine and well, according to Abaya, who explained the opinion of Rav Meir. This is a Gemara in Psochim. The sugya there is not relevant to us, but the principle is. The Omer, what did Abaya say according to Rav Meir? Ein odom toye veloy klum. A person does not make a mistake at all. So Abaya was of the opinion that what? That people do, in fact, know, even at the times of Chazal, the exact timing, how many minutes into the hour. In Adam Toy, a person does not make a mistake. So according to that, well then yes, maybe that should be the eighth Chakira. It's not good enough to say how many hours into the day. I need to know also how many minutes into that hour. Why? Because Abai maintains, according to Reb Meir, the Ein Odom Toya Veloy Klum. Person doesn't make any mistake. He might make a mistake with regard to what calendar date. It's easier to make a mistake which calendar date, because that depends on a whole prior knowledge of whether the last month was a leap month or not. So that we had a discussion in the Mishnah. But apparently, what hour of the day, how many minutes into the day, Abaya says a person doesn't make a mistake. So if that's the case, then yes, I understand your question. Maybe that should be the eighth Chakira. Yes, Rav Nachum.
Doesn't the Mishnah give even leeway on the hours?
No.
Like there was a scenario where it's okay, and then there's a scenario where it's batal.
Only legaba whether it's before the sun or after, before Chatzos or after Chatzos. That was a specific question. But otherwise, there was machlokes about that, but we didn't hold of that. We didn't hold of that. That was one ashita, we didn't hold of that. Yes, there was one opinion that says that a person might make a mistake between 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Okay, but we didn't accept that. When the Mishnah says there, one says at 5, one says at 7. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, but we're not going with Rabbi Yehuda. If we don't go with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, then absolutely a person knows what hour it is of the day. Not only that, Abai is now telling us that in addition to knowing what hour of the day it is, you also know what minute into that hour. And if that's the case, then yes, it would make good sense. The question would stand. That maybe we should ask an eighth Chakira. Maybe the eighth Chakira should be not just, I know it was the fourth hour in the day, but how many minutes into that hour? Says the Gemara. Ulahach lishna nami da omar odom toye mashahu shapir. So too, according to the opinion that says a person might make a minor mistake. A minor mistake. We'll see what that means. Then it's also okay. Elo l'Abaya libe de Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the way Abaya understood Rabbi Yehuda, who said that what? The Odom Omar Odom Toye Chatzi Shoh. That a person is prone to make a mistake, quite a big mistake, even up to half an hour. And ula rova d'omar toa in shituva. And Rava says even more than that, that a person makes quite a wide margin of error, is my ikala meima. Then what are you going to say? How can you possibly suggest that the eighth Chakira should be how many minutes it was into the hour? That's all fine and well according to the opinion that says that yes, indeed, people know how to tell the time very accurately, or at least fairly accurately. But according to the opinions that says that no, people don't know how to tell the time accurately. They make at least a half an hour mistake, or some say even more. So if that's the case, clearly there's no point asking how many minutes it was into the hour. So how can you suggest that there should be an eighth hakira, asking a very pinpoint question, how many minutes it is into the hour, according to one opinion? People simply don't know. So that's never subject to hazoma. So what could the eighth question possibly be? Before we continue, let's have a look at Rashi on the second wide line. Uparachinon, the Gemara asks, Alomolo, yes, why not? Why can't there be an eighth hakira? What would that eighth hakira be? Says the Rashi. V'chi loy motzis mashkachas. Can you not possibly find hakira shminis? You can't find an eighth question. Surely we can. Ho'ika, there is, la'asuye b'kama b'sho. We can include the following question on the list. Not just how many hours, but kama b'sha'ah, how much into that hour? Umashani in the Gemara then answers, ha nichala abaya, etc., etc. Ikarameima b'kama sha'ah, ma'isila l'idei hazama. So according to abaya, that people know very accurately how to tell the time, then yes, indeed, how many minutes into the hour could well be very influential with regard to hazama. D'i omar b'chetzia. Because if, for example, you'd say it was at 9:30, or b'shlishis, or a third into the hour, you'd say it was 9:20, v'osu sahadi, and now two other edim would come along, v'omer, excuse me, oisoi chelek, like Reb Larry said, the mazimin also, if they can also tell the time accurately, they'll say, oh, excuse me, you said at 9:20 you saw the murder happen? At 9:20 you were in fact down the street with us, not in that place at all. At that very division, at that very part of the hour, well, then, yes, you're right. That would be a classic Edim Zomimin. And therefore, according to that opinion, it would indeed be well worth asking the question. Hello, however, lahach lishna. But according to that Loshan that says, De Omar Odom Toya Bechatzi Shah, that a person might well make a mistake, even up to half an hour, is lomali lameima b'kama b'sho. Well, what on earth would be the point in asking how much into the hour is that? It's irrelevant. Ha'i omar b'chetzio, because even if you say, yes, it was at 9:30, and then Aiden would come, v'osu sadi mazmile, and then Aiden would come along trying to be mazim them, well, it'll be irrelevant. Why? Because I can always say, ah, did I say 9:30? Oh, well, apparently I meant 10 o'clock, because people are not accurate. Is loy mitzam, then Edom Zeman would never work. B'koloi say shah, in that whole hour. Why? De'emer b'tchilas ha-shah, maybe you could say, oh, I said 9:30, I meant at 9, or maybe I meant 10. Half an hour leeway, either way. V'huto mitchiloso ad chetzio, sorry, I made a mistake, from the beginning of the hour, or halfway into the hour. Or even if they said it was somewhere in the first half of the hour, did I say it was the first half of the hour? I meant, in fact, it was the second half of the hour. So you could never pin him down. And therefore, so they've made a mistake. The second half of the hour, the first half of the hour.
Rabbi.
So that's the question. Again, where are we up to in the Cheshbon? We have seven drishos v'chakiros, even though, in fact, we have eight words in the pasuk. So what was that eighth word used for? Reb Shimon's drosha with regard to Sreifa. Reb Avo asked, how do you know that that eighth word is there to teach you Reb Shimon's drosha? Maybe the eighth word is, in fact, there to teach you an eighth drisha v'chakira. The Gemara is now retorting, what exactly did you mean? What would possibly be that eighth drisha v'chakira? So we may have a possibility. We might have a possibility that the eighth drisha v'chakira would be, in addition to asking how many hours into the day, we would now further ask how much into the hour. But it turns out that's also not satisfactory, because it's true that there is one opinion that says that, yes, people know exactly how to tell the time, and they know the difference between 9:15 and 9:30, etc., etc., and therefore they could really be pinned down by the Bez Din and by Edim Zemimin, Mazimin. But what should we do with the other opinion? There is an opinion that says that people basically don't really know the difference in the first half of the hour, second half of the hour. At best, they could tell you which hour it is. Well, if that's the case, there's absolutely no point in asking them, tell me, was it closer to the first half of the hour or the second half of the hour? Because people make mistakes. So therefore, if they say the first half of the hour, and the Eden Zayman say, first half of the hour, you were with us in down the street. I'll say, oh, sorry, I meant the second half of the hour. Well, we sometimes make a mistake. So according to that opinion, what could the eighth possible drisha v'chakira be? Question mark.
Yes. Rabbi, don't we have a raya that people are specific in halacha on time? We know exactly that when Rosh Chodesh comes in and what Chalakim, we know exactly what time Shabbos comes
now.
In.
Now we have that, yes. We didn't have that then.
Ah, really?
So you'll ask me, so how indeed were they makbid on Soifsman Tfilah and Soifsman Kriyashma if they couldn't exactly tell the time and eating Afikomen by Chatzois, v'chule, v'chule? So I'm not sure it's a good question. But either way, let's not lose the flow. We're now looking, what would be that potential eighth Drisha v'chakira? What could possibly be the case if we're going to now limit it to what time, how much into the hour it was? Well, not everybody knows how to tell what time. Says the Gemara, okay, I'll give you another suggestion. Elo la'asuye bekama b'yoivol. How much into the yoivol cycle? As we know, yoivol cycle, 50 years. So how much into the Yovel cycle did this take place? Which is a rather strange question. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. We've already asked that. Hainu ba'eze shavua. We already asked, which Shemitah cycle was it? Was it the first? Was it the seventh? Was it the fourth? There's seven Shemitah cycles in every Yovel. So what do you mean to say how much into the Yovel it was? Well, 24 years into the Yovel. Okay, that's another way of saying that you finished three Shemitah cycles and this was in the fourth. We've already asked that. Says the Gemara, Elo la'asuye ba'eze Yovel. What does that mean, ba'eze Yovel? You said it was 25 years into the Yovel cycle. Which Yovel cycle? This one or the last one? That's a difference of how many years? 50 years. So just like if I say it was the third day of the week, that's not very conclusive because I need to know which week. So if you say it was the fourth Shemitah cycle of the Yovel, okay, which Yovel? The present one or the last one? Maybe that could be the eighth and final Drisha v'chakira. Says the Gemara, no. The Idach, the other opinion, did not accept that as a possible Drisha v'chakira. It's too bizarre a question. Why? Because Kivin de Omar be'ezah Shahua. Once I've asked which year into the Yovel cycle, loy boi be'ezer Yovel. I don't now need to ask which Yovel. It's like saying to you, tell me, when were you born? You say to me, in the year 81. Really, what do you mean? 1981 or 1881? Well, that's a bit of a bizarre question. It's unlikely that I'm 1881. So therefore, so too, if I tell you it's 25 years into the Shemitah cycle, clearly I mean this Shemitah cycle, this Yovel cycle. Unlikely I meant 25 years, in fact, in the last Yovel cycle. Oh, you mean this happened over 50 years ago? Unlikely. Says Rashi, Loi boi be'ezer Yovel. You don't need to ask the question, which Yovel cycle, which 50-year cycle? Why, says Rashi? The Ein Eidim Mamtinim, because Eidim do not wait. Eidusam with their Eidus miYovel al Chaveiroi, from one Yovel to another, nobody waits that long. So it's highly unlikely that somebody said, you know, I saw a story, and in fact, you know when it happened? Was it last week? No, it was 50 years ago. Very unlikely. People, nobody in the world does that. So once the eighth tells you it was 25 years into the Yovel cycle, what must he be referring to? Obviously, this Yovel cycle. What would be the alternative? He meant the last Yovel cycle? And that this murder happened 50 years ago? Or where have you been for 50 years? Why did you wait so long? Can't be. Therefore, says the Gemara, that is a totally unnecessary question. Once I've clearly expressed how much into the Yovel cycle it is, it's obvious he's referring to this Yovel cycle. We have no reasonable possibility that he's referring to a previous Yovel cycle, which therefore means there is no eighth Drisha v'chakira, and we finally, therefore, have a beautiful pshat. That's what the Mishnah means. There are seven drishas v'chakirais. It's true, there are eight words. That eighth word is used for a different drosha, as mentioned. Why don't I use that eighth word for an eighth drisha v'chakira? Very simply, because there is
Rabbi, people never spoke in those days, like, what day was it? It was Yud Gimel Cheshvan Tafshin Lamed Aleph. They never spoke like that?
Maybe they did, I don't know.
So if they did, what's this with the Shemitah and the Yovel? Just tell the date.
Yeah, but that's what we limited. What day was it? Tuesday. Which week? Which month? Which year? That's what we break it down to the regular parts. But then to break it down and say, which Yovel cycle? That's totally unrealistic.
Why even which Shemitah cycle? Why not just say the date and the year and you're done?
I don't know if they had such a thing with years. I'm not reminded. We have years. Tovshin Pei Dalet, 2024. I don't know if they had years. Okay, so we have now dealt with the seven drishas of Hakiris. Now, in order to now understand the next piece of Gemara, we need to go back to the Mishnah. Have a look at the opening lines of the Mishnah.
What chapter is that? Sorry.
The Mishnah, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, says, opening Mishnah, Hayuboid Kinoise Besheva Chakiris, they would cross-examine them with Umad Din and Nefoshes. Seven Chakiris, Beize Shavua, Eize Shana, Chodesh, Kamabo Chodesh, Beize Yoim, Beize Shah, Beize Mok. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, remember Rabbi Yossi disagreed. And Rabbi Yossi said, and Rabbi Larry, this will be bordering onto your question. Rabbi Yossi says, no. You only need to ask them the following questions. Be'eze yoim, be'eze shah, be'eze mokim. That's it. I only need to say which day, which hour, which place. That's it. I only need to ask those three questions. I don't need to ask now which year and which month and which etc. etc. The question is, why not? If you say be'eze yoim, well, it was on Tuesday. Okay, which Tuesday? This week, Tuesday, last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago, what's going on? So look in the Gemara now by us. The last word on the line is Rebbe. Says the Gemara. Sorry, excuse me. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Yossi Omer. Tanya, now we learn a little bit more about Rabbi Yossi's reasoning why they disagree with the Rabbanon. Omar lohem Rabbi Yossi lechachomim. Rabbi Yossi turned round to the Chachomim. Remember, the Chachomim require seven Chakiras. Rabbi Yossi says it suffices just simply to ask which day, which hour, and which place. That's all I need to ask. Why? So here they explain their position. Tanya Omla Yosi Lechachomim Le Divrei Chem. According to your opinion, you maintain that as a general rule, across the board, you've always got to ask seven questions. Now, Rabbi Larry, here comes a very similar question to what you were asking before. Says Rabbi Yosi, I don't understand. If somebody comes and he says, Emesh Horgoi, he comes in and says, I'd like to give testimony on a murder that I saw yesterday. Oimer loy. Is it now necessary to ask all the other questions? Once I've said that it took place yesterday, well, obviously I don't need to ask which week and which month and which year and which Shemitah. I mean, I just told you it was yesterday. I've just answered four questions in one word. I said yesterday. Oimer loy, would I still need to say Be'ez HaShavua, which week? Or sorry, which Shemitah cycle? Be'ez HaShana, which year? Be'ez HaChodesh, which month? Become a B'chodesh? And how many days into the month? I've already answered all those questions by saying Emesh. So how can you, Chachomim, maintain that there's a general rule you've always got to ask seven questions? Doesn't make sense. How can that be a rule? Surely sometimes the guy can come in, the aide can come in and say, we saw a murder take place yesterday. Well, I hardly need to say to you, aha, well, which month was it? What do you mean? I just said it was yesterday. Yeah, but which year? Which Shemitah cycle? Which week? I said it was yesterday. So why, according to you, the Rabbanon, why must I say, therefore, all the seven questions? Four of them can be very easily answered with one word, and therefore it can't be a general rule. Omrulai, so the Chachamim turned round to Rabbi Yossi and said, with all due respect, why is your opinion any better? Lidvarecha, even according to your opinion is just ask the main three questions, date, time, and place. So why? Why is it any better? Lidvarecha, Misha boy, if somebody would come into Bezdin va'omar and he says, Achshav Hargoy, not Emesh, which means yesterday, Achshav. What happens if somebody comes into Bezdin to aid him and say, why, you won't believe, we just now saw a murder. So what does just now mean? Obviously, just now. So, Oyma loy, Be'eza yoim, Be'eza shah. Be'ez HaMokom? Well, if you just saw it now, well, obviously it was today. Obviously it was this hour. And obviously it was this location. If I come to a Beis Din in Yerushalayim and I say, I just this second saw a murder, well, it could hardly have been in Netanya. So why are you, Reb Yossi, asking a question on the Rabbonon? That there could be some cases that you don't need all seven. I'm sorry, according to you, there's some cases I don't need either your three. You said I only need to ask three. What was that? Date, time, and location. Well, if I said I just saw a murder, I've also just answered all three questions. So why is your rule any better than our rule?
Isn't there a bigger question on Rav Yossi? What are you going to do with all the seven riyas from the Torah?
Yeah, so we'll deal with that. At the moment, they're just asking based on logic. Even if I have a way of explaining the psukim. But Rabbi Yossi is saying it simply doesn't make sense based on logic. How can it possibly be that you need to ask seven questions? The Rabbanon turned around to Rabbi Yossi, thank you very much. How can it possibly be that you always need to ask all three questions according to you? The guy walks into Bez and says, well, I just saw a murder this second. Well, obviously it was today. Obviously it was here. And obviously it was this hour. So how he answers it, Mitz Hashem, we'll see tomorrow. But is Hashem his barach.